Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It's 7:38. Tim Richards is off today. Producer Stevie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have our contestant for Trump Tui. Melissa is in Lyndhurst. Melissa, how's your morning going so far?
So far, so good.
All right. You're going to play Trump Tui. Do you know how the game works? You know how to get started?
I do.
Okay. So kick me out, and Stevie will ask your questions.
Okay, Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right, Jen is out of here. Melissa, you ready to get started?
Yep.
All right, question number one. Timothy Chalamet's mom dished on his relationship with Kylie Jenner, saying that Kylie's been lovely and, quote, she's very nice to me, end quote. True or false? Kylie is the youngest Jenner/Kardashian sibling.
False.
All right, question number two. The Golden Bachelor has been given a second season, and the new Bachelor has been named. It's former NFL player turned lawyer Mel Owens. What item does the lead hand out to contestants to keep them on the show in the Bachelor franchise?
A rose.
All right, question number three. We finally have our first trailer for I Know What You Did Last Summer sequel. Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. are back as Julie and Ray in this long-awaited sequel. What genre is the film I Know What You Did Last Summer?
It's a horror film.
All right. Question number four. So Toys R Us is getting the live-action treatment with a movie based on the iconic toy store. So think Night at the Museum meets Jumanji with a dash of Barbie as the inspo for this film. What type of animal serves as the mascot for Toys R Us?
A giraffe.
All right, question number five. So Rosé teamed up with Coldplay at the band's concert in Seoul, South Korea this week. The Blackpink member made a surprise appearance, and the 2X gave the crowd a treat. Which famous star did Coldplay's lead singer Chris Martin previously marry?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right, perfect. Melissa, you did good. I'm going to add up these totals. We're going to bring Jen back into the room. That is all coming up next.
Okay.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We are right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. Melissa is our contestant this morning. Producer Stevie has asked the questions. Stevie, how'd Melissa do?
Melissa got four.
Hey, that's awesome, hi. Melissa. Great job. Now, great. I'm going to answer the same five questions. And we'll see who wins the game. You're going for that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. Here we go.
Question one. Timothy Chalamet's mom dished on his relationship with Kylie Jenner, saying Kylie has been lovely, end quote, she's very nice to me, end quote. True or false, Kylie is the youngest Jenner/Kardashian sibling.
That is true.
Yes, it is. Question two. The Golden Bachelor has been given a second season, and the new Bachelor has been named. Former NFL player turned lawyer Mel Owens. What item does the lead hand out to contestants to keep them on the show?
That would be a rose.
Would be. I thought about asking offense or defense for Mel Owens.
The minute you said that name, I'm like, oh my God, is she going to ask me what team Mel Owens played for?
Like no one would know that, right?
No,
like, unless you're like a deep football fan.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't know. And I don't know offense or defense. So good thing you didn't ask.
Question three. We finally have our first trailer for the I Know What You Did Last Summer sequel. Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. are back as Julie and Ray in this long-awaited sequel. What genre is the film I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Like horror?
Yeah.
Thriller? Oh, okay. Whew.
Question four. Tim would be excited for this. Toys R Us is getting a live-action treatment with a movie based on the iconic Toy Store.
I know. I saw this. I thought of him, and I'm like, you know what? I'm saving that story for tomorrow. He's going to be very excited.
They're saying think Night at the Museum meets Jumanji with a dash of Barbie as the inspo for the film. What type of animal serves as the mascot for Toys R Us?
That would be a giraffe. Jeffrey the giraffe.
Even know the name. All right. Comes down to this. We're tied at four.
Here we go, Melissa.
Number five.
Good luck.
Rosé teamed up with Coldplay at the band's concert in Seoul, South Korea this week. The Blackpink member made a surprise appearance, and the two acts gave the crowd a treat. Which famous star did Coldplay's lead singer Chris Martin previously marry?
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yes, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, final total
Melissa
Stevie.
Melissa 4, Jen 5.
Oh, Melissa, I'm sorry. That was close, though. Four was really, really good. But unfortunately, no Jen and Tim show mug today. Melissa, you know what you need to say.
I do. This is Melissa from Lyndhurst, and I did not trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Tim Richards off today. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. Hi, Stevie.
Hello.
And our contestant this morning is Jen in Elyria. Jen, how's your morning going so far?
Not bad. How about yours?
It's going okay. It's going okay. Excited for a round of Trump Tui. You're going for that Jen and Tim Show limited edition coffee mug. Just kick me out of the room to get the game started.
All right. You got to go.
All right. All right, I'm going to go. Good luck to you, Jen.
All right. Thank you.
All right, she is out of here. You ready to get started?
Yes.
All right, perfect. We'll start with question number one. Ben Affleck may be a wealthy A-lister, but he explained that two of his teens have jobs that many teens have. He is not going to share what they're doing for their privacy. My question to you is, who is the mother to Ben Affleck's kids? All right, there is the timer.
I want to
All right. I was going to say, I want to say Jennifer Garner.
Go with question number two. A new film titled Song Sung Blue is based on a true story film that will star Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson as down-on-their-luck performers who form a Neil Diamond tribute band. Now, this isn't Hugh Jackman's first musical film, as he played P.T. Barnum in which 2017 movie?
I have no idea.
Don't know on that one? All right, we'll go with question number three. There is big news for fans of the series Heartstopper. Netflix announced that the series is coming to an end, but not with the final season. It's going to wrap up with a film and promises a magical conclusion. Which Korean drama became Netflix's most watched series in 2021?
These are hard ones.
What was it?
Statista.
All right, we'll go with that question. Number four, ABC announced that Dancing with the Stars will be returning for a 34th season along with the first celebrity. They announced who it will be. It's going to be Robert Irwin. Who is Robert Irwin's well-known late father?
I want to say Robert Clarence.
All right, we'll go with that for question four. Moving on to question number five. Stand-up comedian John Mulaney is going on tour and will stop at the Palace Theater in Playhouse Square on October 24th. What Ivy League university did John Mulaney graduate from that is located in Washington, D.C.?
What is the guy's name?
John Mulaney. All right, there is the timer on that one. No, you're good. You're good. All right, Jen. Add up these totals. We're going to bring Jen Tui back in the room. That is all coming up next.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. I'm back in the room now, and Jen from Elyria just answered five questions. Producer Stevie, how'd she do?
Jen from Elyria got one.
All right. I almost called you Elyria. All right, Jen.
You could beat me.
You never know. Sometimes we could tie at one and then go to a tiebreaker. Anything could happen. So, same
right.
Questions.
Those are pretty hard questions.
Oh boy, Stevie.
Sorry.
Oh, she's admitting it. I feel like
I'm not admitting
the omission
it.
Is an omit.
It's hard to tell.
Okay.
It depends on what you know.
Oh boy.
Let's see.
All right, Jen. Here we go.
Question number one. Ben Affleck may be a wealthy A-lister, but he explained that two of his teens have jobs that many teens have. He didn't go into more details for their privacy. Who is the mother to Ben Affleck's kids?
Jennifer Garner.
Yes. Question two. A new film titled Song Sung Blue is based on a true story film that will star Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson as down-on-their-luck performers who form a Neil Diamond tribute band. Now, this isn't Hugh Jackman's first musical film, as he played P.T. Barnum in which 2017 film?
The Greatest Showman.
Yes. Question number three. There is big news for fans of the series Heartstopper. Netflix announced that the series is coming to an end, but not with a final season. It's going to wrap up with a final film and promises a magical conclusion. Which Korean drama became Netflix's most watched series in 2021?
The Squid Game.
Yes. Still have to watch that.
It is. I could. By the way, this last season that came out, I couldn't. I watched the first episode. I'm like, I can't do it again.
Was it too graphic?
And believe me, season one was very graphic. But season two, I went through the first episode. I couldn't do it. I can't do it. It's too much.
I don't think I'll ever watch it.
You know, I don't
feel like kids want to watch it though.
Yes, they do.
So popular,
my kids have asked. That's because they showed that red light, green light on TikTok, and it's that big doll and stuff. I would recommend you don't, Stevie. I don't think you'll like it.
I will not.
Okay.
Question four. ABC announced that Dancing with the Stars will be returning for a 34th season along with the first celebrity who will be competing. It's going to be Robert Irwin. Who is Robert Irwin's well-known late father?
That would be Steve Irwin.
Yes.
Crocodile Hunter.
Question number five. Stand-up comedian John Mulaney is going on tour and will stop at the Palace Theater in Playhouse Square on October 24th. What Ivy League university did John Mulaney graduate from that is located in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, that's, I hit the timer too Fast.
You're confident.
That's American University?
No. Nope.
Is that an Ivy League? I don't even know.
Georgetown.
Oh, Georgetown. Oh, boy. All right, Jen. I'm sorry. Stevie, what were the final totals?
You blew me out of the water.
Jen 1. Jen from Leary 1. Jen 2. 4.
You never know, though. Like I said, sometimes I could get one, and then we could tie, and we move on to a tiebreaker. And as you may or may not know, I hate the tiebreaker. So you could have easily won.
I knew the Squid Game, too, because I watched it. But I was so nervous. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Well, that's what happens. You get on the air, and you do get nervous. So here's what you need to do. Now that you've been through it, you need to call back. You need to play again. You know what's up. So in the meantime, though, you know what you need to say.
What do I need to say?
You need to say, my name is Jen, and I did not trump Tui.
My name is Jen, and I did not trump Tui.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.